8 minutes. Take it away.
Got it. Hey, Gil, greetings from Western Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Great, man. Nice to be on with you.
We were very excited to hear Triumph added tour dates and included us in Pittsburgh. There's some of us haven't seen you since like 1985, so we're excited.
Well, we can't wait to get there. You know, we played so many shows in the Civic Arena back in the day, and we got so many friends, you know, from the region, I'll call it. And, you know, we're gonna rock their socks off, I guarantee you that.
Well, the band has a bunch of dates under your belt now for the Rock and Roll Machine Reloaded Tour. From that first batch of shows, was there one standout highlight for you personally, or maybe one of the biggest surprises that caught you off guard?
I think the highlight for me was just the band vibe. That's the way I would put it. Like, everyone commented on social media, you guys look like you're having so much fun, blah, blah, blah. You can't fake that. You know, the bands that are arguing with each other or there's disputes, like, you can see it. You know, we're backstage, everybody's high-fiving each other. There's just so much love in the dressing room. But when we get out on stage, I think it comes out, and that's been the coolest thing about the tour.
You look out in the crowd, you're seeing fans who haven't attended a Triumph show since they were teenagers, and now they're standing next to their teenagers. Is that trippy for you?
Yeah, it's amazing to see, you know, the generation change over, and you'll see young and old in the same audience is really something. And I think that the change in the show, like going from what I'll call the original old school technology to, like, you know, the stuff that's, you know, now possible is it's a refreshing or something like that that blows the fans away, I think, when they see some of that stuff. You know, not to mention they've never seen Triumph with two drummers, Brent and I, like, kind of ham and egg it. Like, sometimes he plays keyboards and I play the drums. Sometimes he plays drums, I'm the lead singer. And then you got, you know, Rick and Phil, the double-barreled shotgun on lead guitar. So it's different in a good way, I hope.
What made 2026 the right time for Triumph to return to touring?
Well, you know, it was just a fluke. We went and played that show for the NHL, a year ago last June. And it was really just a lark just to go, have our families come out. It was a hockey thing, and Live Nation wasn't even involved in it. And, I'd been working on trying to put together a mixed reality concept for Triumph. But what happened is the band gelled so well, and then Live Nation got wind of it. And they're like, you guys have to tour like this. This is perfect. You don't need to change the thing. And then our kids got a hold of it. And I know in my case, because I was still saying, no, I'm not going on the road to tour, you know, blah, blah, blah. But my kids were like, oh, Dad, yes, you are. You have to. So my kids got very forceful. And then my wife joined in. And I guess it's like a good chance to get me out of the house. So there you go.
You were outnumbered.
Well, yeah, I was outnumbered for sure. But it was a good thing because I didn't realize how much I would actually get a charge out of it. You know, I really didn't know that. First of all, like, I have a big gym in my house, and I have, like, a big set of drums and a PA system in there. So I was able to work out on, as well as working out on the weights and the stretching, I was able to work out on the drums and the vocals. So by the time I get out there, it was like, yeah, I can do this. You know, it at this point is like riding a bike again, you know?
Well, visually, does the show have any, like, video projections from the old days? Are there lasers? Anything reminiscent of the long-ago tours?
So we never had lasers on the first leg, but on the second leg, yes, we do. Oh, and wow, They're really going to be something else. We've just been working on the lasers, the plan for the lasers, actually, this week. And, a lot of the video, like, there is archival. Of course, we have Mike obviously represented in the show. And, there's a throwback aspect to it, but there's also a futuristic aspect to it. And we've gotten tremendous... you read the social media posts about the visuals. The visuals turn out to be really great on this tour. And if anything, it'll just be, you know, tweaked again before this run of dates. So it'll just be better.
And the decision to bring April Wine along as the opening act, that's a great pick. What's it like to be back on the road with them?
Well, I love April Wine. And, they got great, great songs and great guys, too. Like, so we get along really well with the band. And, of course, you know, the late, great Miles Goodwin is a very, very good friend of mine. So I feel like there's, you know, we're paying homage to a buddy of mine who's no longer with us. So, I love having April Wine out there, and so did the fans. So it's a good combo.
want to talk about one of the big Triumph hits, Magic Power, because so many people relate to that song. You have a tough day at school, tough day at work. Go home, you blast the radio, listen to those songs to give you strength. In a world of YouTube and Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, do you still feel radio has that same amount of magic power?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans of radio are fans of radio. Like, they've really been loyal, you know, in so many respects. There's just something, or there's something organic about radio that is different. I mean, streaming's got its advantages of being able to flip from track to track, but, you know, it doesn't have the same personality or organic feel, you know, that I would say, you know, you get from what I'll call old school radio.
And talk about the Triumph songs. They're always like fighting the good fight, never surrendering, holding on to your dreams. You know, what's the feedback you get from fans then and now on tour when they talk about why those songs meant so much to them?
That's a really great question. It's turned out that I guess we didn't really know what the band's legacy would be when we were young and we were doing it and we were kids. But it's turned out to be positive messaging in our lyrics. That's the thing that brings people together. And the ironic thing is the way the band is unified, like I said, in the dressing room and on the tour bus and stuff, like the camaraderie of the families and having, you know, the families of, you know, like Matt Levine is out there. My daughter Holly's on stage every night. All of these things are things that were, you know, hard to predict, and they've come together so beautifully.
Well, I know we only have like a minute left. You're doing a lot of interviews today. Anything else you think's important for fans here in Pittsburgh, in Butler County, in Beaver County to be ready for?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, get ready because we're going to rock your socks off. And, you know, check out some of the first leg to, shows on YouTube if you want to see, you know, what you're getting yourself into. But from my perspective as a musician, Pittsburgh was one of the earliest adopters of Triumph. You know, the Stanley Theater, before we played Civic Arena, was one of the earliest shows that we played down in America when we came across the border. There was Texas and New York State, but, you know, we also had Pittsburgh. And so I feel like it's a homecoming, and I hope the fans in Pittsburgh feel the same way because we're looking forward to seeing them.
Gil, we're looking forward to it very, very much. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Scott. You have a good one.
Keep rocking.
Thanks, man.